Listener supported Christian Radio Life 100.3. That was Hillsong Young and Free with World Outside Your Window. David Mann is in, and joining me in the studio, we have Tim Barnett, who is with Stand to Reason. How would you explain to a non-Christian why God isn't selfish for wanting our praise?
Okay, this...
Because I've also gotten this from some friends that are... And this guy in particular has a tough time with God in that
Okay. sense. So some people will say, this is interesting, because I get this from atheists a lot, okay, that God is selfish, or he's like an egomaniac, or maybe he's insecure. Like, what kind of deity would command us to praise and worship him, mm-hmm. right? Like, why would a God do that? Right. A couple things. First, God doesn't need our praise, okay?
That's
he
good.
Doesn't need our worship, because God doesn't need anything.
Mm.
God is like... I mean, the proper concept of God is he is self-existent. That means he's not dependent on anyone or anything. So that's the first thing. It's not like God was lacking something and then humans showed up, they started worshiping God and praising him, and therefore now he's complete or something. Doesn't work like that. But here's the thing. There are times where the psalmist will say, praise the Lord. God will say, don't worship those gods, worship me. Like, worship the true God. So why does he do that? Well, it's not for God's benefit, it's for our benefit. We are all prone to worship a God of our own making. Okay, so think of the Israelites. They leave, they escape Egypt, and the Egyptians worshiped all kinds of gods. They had a pantheon of gods. And God reminds the Israelites, don't worship those gods, worship me. Now he's doing that, and this leads to the third point. God doesn't need worship is the first thing. Second, we do need it. We need that reminder, that command to help us out. But third, God, we worship God because he is worthy of worship. He deserves it. And we ought to give God what he deserves. So Psalm 147, verse 1 says, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. So Psalm 147, verse 1, there's two things going on there. First is, it's good to sing praises to God, and a song of praise is fitting. Mm. What does it mean, fitting? It's appropriate. So it's not just, it is a duty, I think, that we have, but it's also a delight. And this is, C.S. Lewis is amazing, okay?
He's good.
He is like one of my favorite apologists. And he says, we delight to praise what we enjoy because the praise not merely expresses, but completes the joy. Okay. Ooh. So we delight to praise what we enjoy because the praise not only expresses, but completes the joy. What does he mean?
Yeah.
Well,
tell me.
He gives a couple examples, I think four in his book, Reflections on the Psalms. And he says, compare it like this. Imagine seeing your beautiful wife. Are you married?
I'm not.
Okay. So you're going to have to just imagine this. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, let's say I am going on, okay, I haven't been to a wedding in a long time, but when we go to weddings, my wife gets all dolled up. Mm. I get to wear a suit. I mean, we get to get all dressed up. And when I see my wife and she's got like her best dress on, she's done hair, makeup and everything. There's a sense in which I am like, wow, she is beautiful.
Mm.
But what completes my joy is being able to tell her she's beautiful. Mm. Okay. So it's one thing that I experience her beauty. It's another thing to express it. Or maybe you've read a book by an amazing author and you just want to tell everybody about it. Or maybe you hear a joke that's really funny. Now, of course, you enjoy the joke, but there's something about telling the joke, sharing the joke with someone else that completes the joy. So those are kind of human finite examples. What C.S. Lewis says is, in commanding us to glorify him, God is inviting us to enjoy him, mm-hmm. okay? And this is so cool because there's this saying, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. And C.S. Lewis says, those are the same things. Enjoying God and glorifying God forever are the same because to fully enjoy or completely enjoy God is to glorify him. So when someone says, look, God is selfish for, you know, demanding or deserving glory and praise and honor and all these things, that is so mistaken. It's not selfish. It's selfless. It is being generous, when we get to participate in worship and praise of our God and Savior, we are filled with joy and delight that is complete in that action.